Great images from the gospel tonight, huh? Something really good to have before dinner. Does Jesus really mean what he says in the gospel this evening? Does he really mean it? If you cause someone else to sin, better for you to lose your life? If your hand causes you to sin, chop it off. If your foot causes you to sin, lop it off. If your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. Does Jesus really mean what he says tonight? I think most of us would say, no, not Jesus. Not good and gentle Jesus. He really doesn't mean that. We don't think he means that because the majority of us are not chopping off body parts. We don't think that's what he means. Not Jesus. You know, Mark traces discipleship. There are a number of stages of discipleship if you read through his gospel. First, there is just following, blind following, clueless about what discipleship means, enthusiasm, but not understanding. Then we see the disciples understanding what this means, being uneasy about the calling of discipleship, trying to keep it at arm's length, minimizing the implications. At the end of Mark's gospel, they know what it means. And they leave. They flee. They run. They abandon. After Mark's gospel, the disciples fully accept. They abandon not Jesus, but themselves, and embrace him fully. But that second stage, trying to minimize discipleship, I think that's where a lot of us get stuck. I know that's where I'm stuck. All the time, that's where I am. I want to be a disciple, but I don't want to be a disciple. I want to look like a disciple. I want to sound like a disciple. I want to call myself a disciple without really living as a disciple. I don't want to be all that uncomfortable. And that's what true discipleship calls me to become. Uncomfortable. True discipleship calls me to abandon myself. Not to minimize all the implications of following the Christ, but to fully embrace him, following the Christ. But I have a hard time with that. That's where I get stuck. I want to be a disciple without going through all the pain, the hardship, the discomfort of being a disciple. I want to live the life that I've grown accustomed to. I don't want it to be uncomfortable. Do you think Jesus really means what he says? The short answer is, yes, he does. For Jesus, the kingdom of God, being faithful to the God who has known us from the beginning, who has known us from birth, is more important than life itself. It is life itself. Thus, his death on the cross. And we are called to that same extent. Does Jesus really mean what he says in the gospel? The nuanced answer is yes and no. He's using very dramatic language. He knows he's using dramatic language. He wants to get our attention by using such dramatic language. Pay attention to what I'm saying. He wants us to know how far we will go to enter into the kingdom. How far are we willing to go to be faithful to the God who has known us from the beginning, who has known us from birth?